Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking some Bucks basketball, Eric Ney, Milwaukee Basketball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. So life after Middleton has not been bad. Have you noticed any additional wrinkles in this team and as far as the struggles go without him?
I think in the first game, everyone was really trying to figure out how they were going to deal with it. And, you know, I think the two young guys that kind of fell on, Dante DiVincenzo and Sterling Brown, they really struggled in that first game without Middleton. But since then, they both looked really good. And, you know, I think it was sort of against Indiana on, you know, one of the first plays of that game, Dante DiVincenzo got a steal. And that's been the thing that's kind of carried him. He's been getting a bunch of deflections. He's gotten a bunch of steals in the last two games against Indiana and then Chicago again on Monday. And that is something that Bud mentioned after the game, that, hey, if Dante's going to really make an impact, he's got to do it defensively. And when he does it defensively, he feels a lot more comfortable offensively. He feels a lot more comfortable in his shot. He feels in a much better rhythm. And, you know, I think that's kind of the story for both him and Sterling Brown, is that if they can execute defensively, the offense is going to look a lot easier, and they're going to be a lot more confident. And we've seen that from DiVincenzo in these last two games. I mean, you look at that game against the Bulls, he's 3 of 6 from the three-point line, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, 15 points on the night. And I just think it was the entire both sides of the ball kind of performance that they're looking for. And with him so often, and I think with a lot of young players, that if they can feel good about themselves defensively, that gives them the confidence to do what they need to do offensively. So it was a rough start in the first game, but the two games since then, they've looked pretty good without Chris Middleton.
So Giannis, he said, look, I want to be one of the best players to ever play. For him to do that, what does that require? Is that numerous rings? Is that just the statistics that continue to mount for him? I mean, like I said, I think he's a terrific player and he's got a lot of talent. Is he the best overall player? I mean, we can look at Jordan. We can look at, obviously, LeBron. Kobe has a say in something like that. Then there's Bill Russell and the number he puts up, Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. How would Giannis set himself apart?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have at least one. You got to be able to at least have one championship to enter that conversation. If you don't have any rings, people just won't allow you in it. And then once you get one, having multiple probably makes it a whole lot easier. So I think one of the things that kind of helps with Giannis is that if he continues to compile stats, I mean, he's going to be up there in all 5 categories, while some of these players will, you know, have a bunch of blocks and then points and rebounds. They might not have assists. He kind of does it in all facets of the game. So for him, it's still incredibly early to be thinking about, you know, exactly where he could end up. But the trajectory of what he's done thus far in his career, an MVP at 24, like all of those things suggest that he could very well be among the greats in the end. And, yeah, it'll come down to winning championships. It'll come down to leading your team to rings, and it'll – really count on just continuing to get better in every facet and then impacting the game in as many ways as possible. He's done that thus far in his career, and he's done that thus far in, you know, the 3 years where he's really been a high usage guy that the team leans on. He's done that, but there's still a ways to go. But ultimately, it's kind of doing the things that he's done thus far, and then when you do those things, ultimately leading your team to championships.
Here's a question for you, and this was posed to me. I didn't really know how to answer this, but let's just say the Bucks continue to win. and they continue to do without Chris Middleton, who's out. We know that he's going to be out for a while with that thigh bruise. But let's say they continue to win, and they're getting contributions. You had mentioned Dante DiVincenzo. Kyle Korver steps up. Sterling Brown. George Hill brought it the other day. Or they go with a big lineup, and they bring in Ersan, put Giannis over there handling the basketball. I mean, let's just say they really don't feel the hardship of life after Middleton. Does that make Middleton's contract bad?
No, I don't think so. I think no matter what, this is about accumulating as much talent as possible. So I think what it tells you is you did a nice job on the margins, right? Like, you did a nice job being able to put players that can perform out on the floor. You did a nice job creating a system that allowed players to continue to thrive without, you know, one of your best players. But when you get that player back, obviously you should be even better and you should have even more talent. So I don't think it would make it a bad contract. I think when you look at that contract, it's a spot where Middleton was going to get that money from someone, and if the Bucks didn't give it to him, they couldn't really have the money to go out and sign other players because all they were doing was retaining one of their own guys, not creating their own, you know, money to go spend in free agency. So I'm not going to say they were, you know, backed into a corner. They could have not signed him, but ultimately signing him to that number was a little bit based on, you know, what was going to be available and the options that they had. And then on top of it, he was an all-star last year, and he's been one of the more consistent players on the wing in the NBA. There's just not many guys that, and we're seeing it now, like with a guy like Dante DiVincenzo, who's only 6'5". Like, there's not a bunch of guys in the league that are 6'8" and that can shoot 40% from three. We've seen the Bucks struggle from three since Middleton's been out. That shoot the three, that can play make a little bit, that can get, you know, 4 assists a game. There's a lot of stuff there that Middleton does on a nightly basis that, you know, there's just not a lot of guys in the league can do it. So I don't think having success in this stretch would suggest that the Middleton contract is bad. It is, you know, something that we've talked about in the lead up, that 10 of the potential 15 games that have been missed would be at home, and it's in an easy part of their schedule. And I mean, I think we've seen that thus far. The Bucks haven't really played a good team quite yet. They've played the Bulls twice. The Bulls are ranked. They played the Pacers, and the Pacers had 8 healthy bodies that night. Bunch of their key guys out. They're going to play the Hawks tonight. The Hawks are fun, but not particularly good.
Right.
Portland isn't very good on Thursday. Saturday they have Detroit. They're not very good. Monday really is like their first real test when they welcome the Jazz back into town, a team that they weren't able to close out in Utah. So this is, and then next week, Atlanta and Cleveland and Charlotte and New York and Detroit. Those are all bad basketball teams. So this was probably about the best possible stretch that you could lose one of your key players. And we're seeing that, one, the Bucks are still really good. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but they're also going up against a series of bad teams. And that has made, I think, a bit of difference as you've seen them kind of roll through these last couple games.
Always good to chat with you, my friend, and we will talk again soon, okay?
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Eric. Talk to you. There you go. Eric Name, Milwaukee Basketball Insider. Follow him on Twitter. Good follow. At Eric, E-R-I-C, underscore name, N-E-H-M. At Eric underscore name. There you have it. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel, treating guys with ED. And this time of year, you don't want to have that. It's going to be a fun time of year. It's going to be a joyous time of year. You want stamina. You want energy. You want to feel good. You want to look good. They have it all. Weight loss programs, low T treatments, ED treatments, whatever ails you, they got it going on over there. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical. Call them. All you got to do is call. It's worth a phone call, right? Change your life. Call them. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. I told you a little earlier in the program, it's coming up, and the Packers and the Bears fans, we're going to intermix, we're going to mingle. It is Rivalry Day on Friday, December 13th, Friday the 13th. The entire staff out of our flagship station, Sports Radio 105.7 FM and 1250 AM, The Fan, out of Milwaukee, they're going to head south. And the sister station, for those of you that do listen, The Score, 670 The Score, down in Chicago, they're coming north. And we're all going to collide at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. This is going to be something cool. Get ready for it. Getting you ready for the game, but it's going to be Packers fans. Now, the score is going to bring Bears fans, okay? So if you're in the sound, within the sound of my voice, if you're out of Milwaukee or Waukesha County, Racine County, Kenosha County, if you're a Packers fan, you got to be there. Got to be there. We'll all be broadcasting live, everybody together. Now, it's not a simulcast, but you better believe I'm going to have some of their people over on our program. If they're going to have us, I want to go over there with those guys for a little bit as well. But we're going to have a great time, and we want you to be a part of it. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the entire day, everybody's going to be at the Brat Stop. It's going to be presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event. It's going on now through January 2nd, but make sure you come to the Brat Stop Friday, December 13th. If you're a Packers fan, wear your Packers gear. If you're a Bears fan, stay away. The entire fan team from our flagship station in Milwaukee is going to be there. We're looking forward to it. This is going to be a blast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.